Hey, you, with the bag, come here. On 42nd Street Pete, what do you got, man? That cheap porn? This multi-hour crap? Brother, you need to go to AlternativeCinema.com for all your grindhouse needs. You can get Shockorama titles for your horror fix. You can get Seduction Cinema if you like Misty Monday, Ruby the Rocket, Darien Kane, and others. You can go to the Secret Key Motion Pictures for your TNA. Then you can go to After Hours Cinema for the films of Joe Sarno, Sean Costello, Nick Phillips, Phil Prince, and the 42nd Street Pete line of 8mm Madness, plus Blue Underground, Synapse, Halo, and other fine grindhouse titles, only at AlternativeCinema.com. Act now and get free shipping in the U.S. and reduce shipping to Canada. That's at AlternativeCinema.com. Tell them 42P sent you.
Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man that's holier than thou. 42nd Street Pete.
Well, it's Easter weekend, and actually, this is on the seat of my pants tonight, as everybody, Todd knows anyway, you guys don't know, because I'm on hiatus or whatever, because I'm preparing for Wasteland, so let me plug the shit out of that, because that's next week. I will be there. I will have the most staggering array of $5 DVDs you've ever fucking seen in the Ohio area. So I urge you to get out there just for that, because you're going to find shit for $5 you ain't going to find nowhere else. And there's all originals, no bootlegs, no nothing. Then my own line, we're going to be showcasing Extreme Sleaze Showcase 2, the Blackjack Book Collection I'll have at my table for $20 off the $29.95 suggested retail, plus all my other ones and, you know, whatever else. But real reason for going is to have fun. The zombie people will be there, first time ever. Richard Johnson, Ian McCulloch, Al Cliver, and I can't pronounce the name of the guy who was on the fucking poster, but he's going to be there with also Bill Heinzman, Kira Sean, Howard Sherman, I believe, a bunch of other people whose name escapes me, Amy Lynn Best, Ghastly Ghoul, and it's going to be a hell of a show. So that'll be next weekend. That's where I'll be. So come on out, show some love, buy some shit, support my drug habits and all the other shit, and try to find me a home. So that's that. But anyway, tonight I was actually supposed to be at a combined wrestling show. It's called the King and Queens Tournament. Basically, the WSU girls team up with these guys from NWS, and it's a tournament. In mixed tags, that is. So I had already said I'm doing this. You know, who's going to be around Easter weekend anyhow? So probably one person is listening to this, and after I get done with my diatribe, there'll be nobody listening to this. But that's beside the point. So I go all the way down there, and it's supposed to be at the Presbyterian Boys and Girls Club. Okay, I got my little new GPS. I'm trying to learn this shit. Plug it in. It takes me right there. I can't park there because the churches are open. Yeah, churches are open. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You know, I was brought up as a Catholic, and I since tossed that to the side after this week anyhow for fucking good. Easter Sunday is supposed to be Easter Sunday, right? I mean, they're supposed to celebrate it on Sunday, not at, like, 7 o'clock at night on Saturday night next to a wrestling show that I can't find a fucking parking space because they're taking up all the spaces, and going down another block, there's another church doing the same fucking thing, and then back up another block. So, okay, you're getting the picture now. I'm pissed. I'm glad I didn't buy an advance ticket for this thing, but, you know, okay, fine. This is the way it's going to be. Organized religion taking over. Well, what's after new? This week, you know, I am so done with this shit. Is the Catholic Church just a pedophile cover-up thing? Is that what it is all about? I mean, all this crap is coming out. It was only this country. It's worldwide. And they shuffle these fuckers from place to place.
Jeez.
How fucked up is this? Realizing that, okay, I went to Catholic school and, you know, had to go to the whole church, and they urged you to be an altar boy. Well, I was never really altar boy material, as we well know. So, I was never approached by anybody. But I'm thinking of how many lives have been ruined by this shit, and how these guys just skate with impunity. And I'm just sick and tired of the whole concept. Remember the whole Children's Crusades? Remember that whole thing? They sent kids out to fucking die?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They wonderful fucking people. And then this Pope, they wanted the Pope to resign and shit like that. Wasn't he a fucking Nazi or something? A World War II? We're helping the Nazis or something?
Yeah, I don't know the whole story myself. I haven't kept up on it like I should. Yeah, I've been kind of frustrated, too. I got some hate mail. We did a show a couple of weeks ago on Nightwatch about satanic cults, and it wasn't really a show to get in depth. We were just trying to kind of mention it. And, you know, some of the superficial stuff, and talk about a couple of people who filed reports and things. And it was not supposed to be, like, this horrible in-depth thing. I wasn't going to make people depressed. Well, yeah. I got hate mail from a couple of Christian people who basically, because I compared fanatical Christians to these cults because there's a lot of similarities. Well, they said, you show me one time that kids get hurt with a Christian. And I said, well,
you don't want to get fucked up the air.
Let's talk about some of the problems that are going on lately. Let's talk about the preachers with all the porn in the closet. And let's talk about all the things that are coming out there. So, yeah, it was kind of irritating to get those letters because I'm not out there trying to make a political or a religious statement. I'm just trying to have a fun show like this one. And that was pretty irritating.
Well, I'll make a fucking political and religious statement. These jerk-offs, number one, you're fucking with the police. Now you're going to ambush a cop, kill him, and then lay an ambush for the funeral procession to go by so you can kill more cops and their families. And according to the news, part of the reason they're doing that is because they're trying to bring down the government because this government supports homosexuality. Isn't that sort of a double-edged sword? Because most of you fucking buttfuckers out in the wherever you are, that's what you people do. And you do it on the down low, and that's why you're fucking so much against it. And it's this and it's that and the other thing. I could care less. Nobody's like, well, you know, going to, well, I don't even know. Why am I pontificating on this? Because it's fucking wrong, that's why. It isn't like there's a lack of gay people to choose from. They're not actively recruiting people into the gay lifestyle. You either fucking are or you aren't. And that's it. So there.
But even if they were, you know, I'd much rather, you know, deal with an intelligent person, no matter what their sexual needs are, as long as it's not harming anyone else, like as long as they're not pedophiles or something bad, I don't care. Because to me, let's be open-minded, man. We're all people. Why should we try to tell someone else what they can do and can't do and what's right and what's wrong? Because in all honesty, I feel like right now it's really weird. Everything's gone completely haywire in that department. I mean, there's so many people out there telling us what we should watch, what we should do, who we should be with, what we should be doing, how many days of the week we should be doing it. And now they're trying to tell people how to bang each other. I don't know about you, but that's gone a little way too far.
I got shit when I was living with a black chick for a while. You know, people think they're open-minded, but they're not. They're really not. I mean, I got my prejudices too, and I'm not ashamed to admit them. I fucking basically don't like anybody. So, yeah. People in general piss me off because people are stupid. I mean, people are really fucking stupid. And the more this goes on and on, you know, with the whole thing that's going on with the government, with the healthcare and shit and everything, you know.
Yeah, frustrating.
Take a sip of this cheap fucking hooch. But yeah. I'd be out at wrestling now, not be doing this. Not that I'd be grudging entertaining you people out there, but, you know, like I said, it's still the fucking burn under my ass because I really wanted to see that show. But going off on the people who probably made it possible that I couldn't see the show was another thing. So I will continue to do so. So anyway, these motherfuckers don't seem to understand something. They seem to think that, okay, even I was hearing something that's really appalling, too, that there's missionaries over in Africa telling the natives that live over there, maybe natives is the wrong term, the indigenous fucking people that live over there, okay, that homosexuals are possessed by the devil and have to be killed. So you're promoting slaughter now, too. So, you know, somehow, all in the name of Jesus, and I don't think this is what Jesus had in mind. I don't think he had any of this shit in mind. If you remember, didn't he storm the temple and kick all the money handlers out or whatever the fuck they were doing over there? And
he was only
beat the crap
stuff,
out of a lot of people. Yeah. So, you know, they say this whole thing now. I got something interesting. We can make this an informative, educational fucking show, too, if we want. There was something, my ex-wife, when I was in the hospital, came over and performed Reiki on me, which brought me out of a lot of problems. And what happened was She taught me some of it, and I just went back for this like second thing. So I'm like I'm certified to do this now. But there was a thing in here, and this is a book. It's called Essential Reiki: Complete Guide to the Ancient Healing Art by Diane Stein. There's something about going on Jesus that something in chronological order, but Jesus survived the crucifixion long and well, and was respected as a holy man in India. The graves of Mary Magdalene and Jesus are known and considered places of worship in Mary, Pakistan, and something like that. But there's a bunch of stuff that cites that 21 documents that describe Jesus's residence in Kashmir, India, after crucifixion, plus number of places. It's really interesting because this thing goes deeper and deeper into this thing, and I could probably read more, but you'd be bored as shit. But the bottom line is, again, we're not being told what we're, we're only being told what they want us to be told. They've been doing this all along. This is history with any organized religion and a lot of governments too. And luckily, in this country and in some other countries, we have people that are fucking smarter than this shit and try to figure things out. And this is pretty fucking bad shit, when a whole organization basically is so corrupt and scummy, and there's probably some very good people in there, don't get me wrong, that are probably well above this stuff and, are, true to their calling or whatever it is, but something, everybody's a fucking human. And everybody has urges, and you can't suppress urges. There's good urges and there's bad urges. Urge to have sex is a good urge, and you suppress it and you suppress it. And I'm not even into the seminary shit. I have no fucking idea what they do to these people, whatever. But I call it a buildup of deadly poisonous semen, and that's what it is in that case. And it has to be released, and they don't care where. And if they ruin some child's life, what the fuck? And that's what happens.
Oh,
and it seems there's no closure for any of this shit on either end, because the only one I know they tossed one priest in jail, and he was only in there for like 2 weeks before somebody caved his skull in or something.
Jeez.
So, it's just completely fucked up, but they shuffled them around, and that's how they got away with it. And then, they preached this and preached that, and Jesus said, suffer unto the children. No, that's what he did, suffer unto the children, not make the children suffer, which is exactly what they're doing.
Right.
So, it's so fucked up that they take this, so far, and they're so untouchable. We're in a recession. Why can't we tax the churches now? Because there seems to be not that much separation between church and state. So why the fuck shouldn't they pay their fair share right now? We're all hurting.
True.
Shit. I saw something that they actually just legalized pot altogether in California, and Jeff Lieberman was on Facebook and said, he's buying stock in Nabisco that makes Oreos, because those fucking things are going to just fly through the roof. I can vouch for that, but I'm not a big Oreo guy. If there's nothing else, I'll do an Oreo, but I'd rather have a fucking Nutter Butter, to be honest with you.
Double stuff, man. I like the double stuff, actually.
If that makes me gay that I want a Nutter Butter, then so be it. So you can come after me and try to beat me to death and say I'm possessed by the devil because I want a Nutter Butter. I want a hard but creamy Nutter Butter.
Something really
firm wrong. But yielding Nutter Butter. Little taste of salt in it too, just to make it go down even smoother.
That's scary.
You Christian douchebags. Fuck with me, you'll turn me gay. Then I'll be your worst nightmare. A guy with a black trench coat with nothing underneath that's gay.
Uh-oh.
Deal with it. And an ordained minister to boot.
That's right.
There. Beware, awesome. My friends. Be careful what you want. You want to ambush cops? I'm not a big fan of the Boys in Blue at times, but it's bullshit. Here you go. Yeah, I could solve all the world's problems on this show. No fucking. I can. You guys are so tough and you got all these weapons and shit. Well, how about you call out the cops and we have an old fashioned gunfight? Like a gunfight at the OK Corral shit, where you actually, somebody just calls it and you fuckers start shooting and it doesn't end till, most of yous are dead. That'll get your inhibitions out and straighten this whole fucking thing out once and for all.
There
has to be an equal number of each as you. No cheating. No snipers. No. I would say it has to be a fast draw. It has only pistols. No rifles. I think it should only be pistols. I'll let you go automatics. You know, ordinarily I'd like to see the six shooters, but you know, I don't want to confuse anyone. So yeah, you can do automatics, but I think this is the way to do it. And I also think that you should have it on pay-per-view. Therefore, proceeds are split between the militia group and the police, the PBA or whatever the fuck. I mean, come on. Why the fuck not? I mean, it's an idea. You know, instead of going all this ambush shit, you know, you got issues, they got issues. You know, you're not going to do the right thing. So do this. Be fucking ballsy. Stop the ambush shit. Only terrorists ambush people. Come on. It's America. Cowboys and shoot them up. I'd want to go out there. If I was going to go out in a gunfight, that's the way I want to go. A six shooter in each hand, a joint in my mouth, and a shit-eating grin to pass the time of day.
And a horse. Got to have the horse.
I never could ride good. Somebody talked me into that and never told me I had to wear a jock.
Uh-oh.
I really got my yam bag squashed that day. And fucking horses know that you're green, and they take advantage of it because, you know, it's like, whoa, whoa, fuck you. I'm keeping on going. You know, I'm kicking the fucker. It's got to stop, you know?
Well, when it comes to you, green has multiple meanings.
Yeah, No, I only tried that once. It wasn't, like, a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
It was snowing, too, which was also pretty cool. Because you know what it was? It was another situation of me chasing tail. They chased this tail. I had it go along with the horse riding thing.
See how
and like
it works?
I said, if my yam bag got crushed, I had no more aspirations for that at all.
I'm sure that's true.
So that's another sad fucking dating story, which, you know, they're all sad. I mean, really, it's just come to that point. It's pathetic. But
you should put you know what? Every one of those should be part of a chapter in your book.
They are?
Good, good.
how many dumbass dating hooker stories can you tell, you know?
Oh, apparently a lot, because I sure enjoy them.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, that's what I mean. You know, then sometimes I repeat myself and feel like a senile old man for repeating the same blowjob story over and over again. Yeah, yeah. But notice I never get graphic because I don't want to insult their memory because they're probably all dead.
You crack me up. Yeah. We got to tell everybody also, we are broadcasting from high above the city in beautiful Zona Rosa for the first time. Pete's live from the studio tonight. And
they're in the studio. I'm still in my same shitty, dirty fucking room. So, you know.
Yeah, but it's really cool because we decided to do this on the spur of the moment. And the cool thing about having a studio is we could talk an hour ago. And suddenly we decided to have a show. It was that quick.
Yo, if I didn't, that whole wrestling thing going to go sour, we'd be listening to Ted Michaels. Well, not that Ted's bad to listen to.
Ted's awesome, yeah. Ted's awesome.
I know.
We'd be listening
I should gotta give him a call. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, check in on him.
Yeah.
That's the thing I think is cool about this show, though, is the fact that, you know, a lot of the people out there that we are able to befriend, and we meet so many cool people, and we become such good friends with them, and we're able to help them promote the stuff that they do, and it's kind of neat because I remember, you know, when I was a kid, I'm sitting there watching Corpse Grinders, and then I'm hanging out talking to the guy on this show. How cool is that?
Yeah, I didn't go on after when we had Steve Mack on. That was it. That was the last show we did, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you the whole results of that thing. What the fuck was the team that they? Remember when he said he honestly didn't know who he was facing?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
but when we called him up before we went in the air, he was on the phone. I go, you need time? And he goes, no, it's just Kingston. Well, that's who it was. It was Kingston and B-Boy that worked them. Pretty good match too, you know.
Well, that's cool.
A lot of stuff going on there. That was a good match. And the one that killed it. Well, it killed the whole show. Actually, I went home right after this. Two chicks. Whatever their champion, I think it's Sarah Del Rey and one of the girls, another girl, Haley Hatred. It was a no DQ thing. She came out of the crowd and basically just, they tore the fucking place down. They went up into the bleachers, beat the shit out of each other in the bleachers, slamming each other, destroyed the entrance ramp, spilled over into their own merchandise section. They did a power bomb on one of those gray tables and blew that up.
Oh, man.
And then they came toward us. And we're like, no, it ain't going to happen. We're not cleaning up three tables worth of fucking DVDs. So they crashed through somebody else. They were really kicking the shit out of each other. And that had to go on for, I'd say, a good 10, 15 minutes. And then it was intermission, and I looked at the guys I was with, and I go, well, I'm going home. I go, what? I go, I'm serious. I'm going home. I go, why? I go, they can't follow that. I said, I know what's left. There's three matches. I know what they're going to be. They can't follow it. I said, I will be sitting here falling asleep. I was tired anyway, but I said, I'll literally be sitting here falling asleep this time, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm going home. That's what I did.
That's awesome.
nobody could follow that. Well, Necro Butcher came out and killed some other kid, too, right before that. So, yeah, we're all built up for this, and it's like, you really can't do anything else, can you?
That's something else right there. Well, and really, what's going to follow two chicks just beating the hell out of each other for 20
minutes? Yeah, no, and just blowing all over, the, you know, in street, basically in street clothes, too. And, you know, it's like, fuck. I enjoyed that one.
I'm starting to think you enjoy the chick fights the most.
Well, you know what it is? They outshine the guys. It's like... It's not because I never was a real big fan of women's wrestling until this WSU thing, and then I just went in there and like they're beating the fuck out of each other. Okay, that's the way this shit's supposed to be. Not this. Oh, I'm gonna smack you with the fucking pillow or something. Fucking break.
I tell you
Glow.
What.
Actually, I never went into Glow. That was my down period in wrestling when they had all that stupid bullshit with Hulkamania and. The Glow, and there was some other stupid shit going on. And that was when I don't even know what I was watching.
You were just done.
No, because Turner got... I tried to hang in with Turner shit as long as I could, because it was the only alternative, and that got to be really fucking horrible. Then I was actually, you're right, I was done. I was done until somebody gave me an ECW tape, and that was it. I was back in it again. I was in it till the bitter end on that one for 10 fucking years. God... I just loved ECW. ECW was like, if I couldn't tape it, I stayed up to watch it. I'd wake myself up. Why is the alarm going off? I got to watch ECW. What are you, fucking stupid? Yeah, well, I got to watch ECW.
That's awesome.
Every guy has their dumb shit. Women should realize that.
I think they do, yeah.
Well, no, they don't, because sometimes they get really like, you love that more than you love me. Well, yeah. So, yeah, if you want to go that way.
Well, definitely in your case, because it's probably a wonder you didn't look at her and say, you know what, this will still be here in a month. You're going to be gone.
Yeah, you know, that's happened, too.
I still got my wrestling lady. For you, there's a door.
Yeah, well, it's pretty bit. I don't know. I was obsessed for a while. I mean, it was pretty bad. It was a stupid story. I was in... I had this chick that was really pursuing me. And, okay... You get me drunk and stupid enough back in the 70s, you know, I'll basically do anything. So we're in this motel, and I swear to God, this is the name of the motel. It was the Peter Pan Motel on Route 3. It's probably the Meadowlands now. It was in East Rutherford. I'm trying to think. Because they bulldozed everything down over there. I'm thinking East Rutherford. That's where it was.
Gotcha.
So, of course, I think it was like, you know, $20. You could have 4 hours. So we're in there, and we're rolling around on the bed, and she rolls over the remote, and the TV comes on, and it's wrestling. Well, guess what? She had to wait for about an hour.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. That's how bad I was.
Man.
Yeah, it was probably completely rude on my part, but you know something? When you're drunk and stoned and certain things, it's like, you know how glittery things attract, like, lizards and kittens and shit?
Yeah.
Same thing. You know, that's what happened. Same thing. Guys are one-dimensional and stupid, and women should have... You know, I understand it's a whole different species. I really do.
Well,
it's a wonder, you know, they don't eat their young if they think it's bad. I don't know, but... maybe some do. We don't even know it, but... Yeah, I've come to that conclusion because, you know... I might have said this before on Dark Girl's show, you know, in the past about... I think the only way a man and a woman can live together is... They have to have total separate living quarters. I mean, they got to have the communal living room. You know, they can't have one bathroom. That's bad, because guys do disgusting, filthy things in there, and women do this purdy shit. So, you know?
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I think there's got to be two separate bathrooms, you know, and neither one should ever go into the other ones. That way nobody can bitch about it. Only if critters come walking out of it, you know? But other than that, you can't bitch about it. And, you know, sometimes people don't like to sleep together. They like to, you know, fucking cuddle, and then it's like, okay, he snores, she farts, whatever. So, you know, that don't work. So maybe they should have, like, a separate bedroom. You know, have, like, the hot erotic sex room, you know, with mirrors and all kinds of other good shit to keep it lively and stuff, you know? And, you know, then have, like, your own separate little fucking bedrooms if that's the way you want to go.
Man,
see, that would work, you know? That would work, because that way nobody's in anybody else's shit.
Man, this tonight has been a revelatory show, man. You're just, like, giving us all kinds of good advice tonight. This is awesome.
I'm the reverend. It's Easter Sunday, you know. Dominus quo viscum ectum spiritu tuo. Don't burn the soup. Oh, and you know, in keeping with that, you know, I have these items for sale. You can get them at www.jackalope105, you know, shop.com or whatever. They're going to be put up. They're up there now. We have, you know, this is all for religion, you know, for, you know, religious purposes, for Easter and stuff like that. We have the Crown of Thorns ring toss game for $24.99. We have the Joan of Arc barbecue set, perennial favorite. You know, summer's coming up. That's coming up. That's only $19.95, on sale this week. We have the Shrouded Turin beach towel. You know, floats right over the water. Takes care of that. It's only $10.99. And then we have the Sarah Palin Klondike tampon, 39 cents each. You can buy them singly or by the gross. And the Lot Salt Shaker for $1.95. That's what we have on sale this week for our holy hardware. Jeez. Which I'll probably burn the fucking hell tomorrow. But, you know, that's what we got.
That's awesome.
So those are revelations.
They are. It's about that time to take a break, too, so that's perfect timing. Giving us that that commercial right there. I think that worked out well. You must have had, like, this. You got the psychic thing going now too.
Oh, it could be. I don't know. I had that. That was all. That's. I threw it on Facebook today or something. I just feel me piss some more people off.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Everybody, hang with us. There'll be more Pete right after this.
The Vault of Horror is about to open. You will learn its terrifying secrets if you dare. Death lives in Tales from the Crypt from Cinerama Releasing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Some material may be unsuitable for pre-teenagers.
Prepare yourself for the most frightening experience of your life. They came from within. A motion picture that takes you beyond your wildest nightmares. They came from within. If this picture doesn't make you scream and squirm, you'd better see a psychiatrist. Quick. They came from within. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Ever been driving along a peaceful country road when a casual glance in your rearview mirror reveals approaching terror? Suddenly, an angry buzz of snarling motorcycles have you surrounded. The Wild Angels are on a run. Mounted on charging choppers with their old ladies perched behind them like witches riding high-powered brooms. This dirty, deadly, and dangerous pack of wolves on wheels have selected you as their target for play. You have no escape. No one fights back at the Wild Angels. Their credo is violence, and their god is hate. American International presents Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra in The Wild Angels, filmed in Panavision and color with members of the Venice chapter of Hell's Angels. The Wild Angels will shock you and anger you because it lives too close to the truth.
Nothing you confess.
What the fuck are you playing this fucking garbage for, this piece of shit? You talking about gay people before? This is gay. Turn this the fuck off now. I don't need to hear this shit. They don't need to hear this shit.
All right, we're clear. We're clear.
God damn. The fuck wanted to hear that nonsense?
Sorry, it was...
Play something Easter-ish, maybe. In your Easter bonnet with all the bird shit on it. Yeah. Fucking no. Yeah, something else, you know. I don't understand the whole Easter bunny fucking thing. What does that have to do with anything in that whole scenario? Or maybe because when they took the pictures of Jesus on the cross, there were bunnies hopping around at the foot of it that somehow got not in the picture? Yeah. Or could it be when they buried, put him in the cave and put the rock over it, maybe they didn't realize that the bunnies lived in there and they moved the rock so Jesus could get out? Could that be the whole thing?
Yeah, I've never quite understood the bunny connection either.
I don't get it. Hippity hop, Easter bunny, and the eggs, and you know, or maybe it's a fertilization thing or something because everybody fucks like a rabbit, but me in the spring. You know? Is that the possibility?
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. That wasn't meant to go out to anybody I know. Nobody really wants to fuck me anymore. I'm calling myself the untouchable from now on. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, fuck it.
That'll be your new theme song. I'll work on that for you.
Yeah. Didn't somebody else passed away? I hate to bring up people that passed away, but it seems like always somebody's passing away every week. I think it was Robert Culp.
Yeah, he did. Greatest American Hero, of course, all the old B-movies and the westerns and everything.
Oh, yeah, and My Spy with Bill Cosby and great fucking crime thing back in the 70s, Hickey and Boggs, where he's teamed with Cosby again.
Oh, yeah.
And the incredible western that hasn't been released out here yet for some reason, was out on tape, Haney Calder.
Oh, yeah.
But just, you know, if there's anything you should watch just for the cast, that's that. Raquel Welch, Robert Culp, Ernest Borgnine, Struther Martin, Jack Elam, Christopher Lee. It's insane. It's a great flick.
Isn't that Christopher's only Western? Or did he do one other?
Yeah, I think it is.
I thought that was, yeah.
Yeah, that was just like an oddball type casting thing. He plays a gunsmith that's out of Mexico with like 13 kids.
A British guy.
yeah. Well, it worked, you know.
That's awesome.
And Ernest Borgnine... Jackie Lemon, Struther Martin are the Clemens brothers, and they're like these retards that try to rob things and shit. and they're like hysterical.
That is awesome.
Well, of course, Elam was one of the best, the biggest steam sealers that ever was. Here's a question for you. Who name two icons from the 30s and 40s that stayed in the business and were sort of played in grindhouses right up until I'd say late 70s, early 80s.
The Italian
John Wayne or Robert Mitchum.
Well, I knew Robert Mitchum, yeah.
The Duke Duke was hanging in there right up until the end because all his shit played in drive-ins and grindhouses.
That's true.
They ran that whole double bill with was it Big Jake and Rio Lobo? They ran that pair together at the drive-in. That was Rio Lobo was the film where he would never act again with Jack Elam.
Oh, yeah? I wonder what happened there.
Jack was going fucking nuts. He was chewing scenery like there was no tomorrow. He was upstage in Duke. You don't upstage the Duke.
You never upstage that Duke, Pilgrim.
Upstage the Duke. Yeah, then Mitchum. Well, him and Mitchum were all drinking buddies. If you ever look at all the people that were cast together and shit, especially in John Wayne's film, Bruce Cabot, you know, he's another drinking buddy. Robert Mitchum, Ward Bond, who the fuck else was there? Richard Boone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck was the other one? And the other one that cracked me up was the movie where they had, it was something about doctors. Lee Marvin, Robert Mitchum, Frank Sinatra, and Broderick Crawford. Somebody unknowingly hired four of the most powerful drinkers Hollywood has ever seen. Plus a few other ones, and had them in that movie. So yeah, but Mitchum was great. Mitchum was right. I saw Mitchum was in a bunch of, you know, those like Philip Marlowe things he did in the late 70s, early 80s. Those were like grindhouse flicks.
Oh yeah.
Farewell, My Lovely, and what the fuck was the other one? One of them's going for big fucking money.
You know, there's a newer one out called Give 'Em Hell Malone. That's kind of a throwback to those kind of movies. It's the first 10 minutes of that movie were probably my favorite first 10 minutes of any movie of 2010 until just recently, because I really loved the intro to that. And the cast is great. You can't do better than the cast. Thomas Jane as a hard-boiled detective, man, it's a great movie. It's the opening is so bloody. It's directed by Russell Mulcahy, it's kind of a throwback to those days of the hard-boiled movies, and it's also kind of an homage to like Sin City and The Spirit.
Yeah.
It's really pretty cool.
They just come out in the movies or DVD?
DVD. It played in the movies, but not for very long.
Oh, just so everybody knows, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to the movies anymore. You're going to jack the price to $15 for a regular movie and $20 for a 3D movie. Then you wonder why people bootleg your shit. Well, I was never in favor of bootlegging, but you know something? Now I can fucking see it. You know? Honestly, now I can see it. Greedy motherfuckers.
Well, yeah,
well, you know something,
it's crazy.
You know, now there'll be a multiplex expert. You know, it won't be 42nd Street Pete. It'll be Multiplex Matt, who will haunt the multiplexes that won't be anymore because they'll all be gone, and he will pontificate on same tasting fucking garbage popcorn. It's always there, and the rude motherfuckers with the little cell phones and the thing, and
texting.
How basically watching these fucking movies is like watching them in your basement if you had a 50-inch fucking screen, only nicer. You know?
Well, and also how every movie is pretty much homogenized to the point where the horror movies look just like the comedies, it looks just like the dramas, and every one of them is a Tyler Perry.
Now it goes directly to fucking whatever. This is bullshit. It's over. The comedy doesn't have to wait till 2012. You know something? I look forward to it. I just sit here and go, ha ha ha, as I fell through the crevice and died. What the fuck? You know? That's what I would do. I would laugh about it because everybody would be, oh my God. Okay, well, guess what? You don't listen.
I don't know, man. I tell you what, that's the problem I have with the whole thing is, just like this week, for instance, this week two movies started here in this area. Clash of the Titans, you know, the remake, which actually surprisingly was good. And
it looks really good, but I'm not paying $20 to see
it. Well, the 3D is really weird. It's not done by the same people at Lucas that have kind of came up with the other 3D that you've been seeing, because they were saying, well, it's because it's a 2D. Well, I got news for you. All but three movies that have been playing in 3D at the theaters were done 2D and then put through the process. So it's not that. Yeah. Someone else did it anyway. After the fact that I got used to the fact that his hair was jumping out at me, but his face wasn't. It was a weird 3D thing. I don't even know what was wrong with it. But the movie itself you'd enjoy. But then, guess what else started? Every 3 weeks, every other month, a freaking Tyler Perry movie starts, okay? And I'm so goddamn sick of Tyler Perry, I'm about ready to shit. And if I shit, it would look just like a Tyler Perry movie.
No, there's something about another one he's putting out. Medita puts on a strap on and fucks him in the ass or something like that.
Kidding, homie.
What a visual. Picture Queen Latifah with a strap on.
God, that is, you know what? God, there's another one for you. You know, I'm so tired of listening to that woman lately. Jeez.
I think, you know, she actually, you know, I'd actually have sex with Queen Latifah for some reason. I don't know why. Just to, you know,
yeah,
I don't know,
she would probably slap you in the face and call you Whitey the whole time. I was really surprised to find out she produced this CD, right? You know how she's talking about equality all the time? She produces this CD, a line in the CD. So I'm very open about, I think everyone should be equal. I believe that. But this is what she says in the CD that they produce. And she's actually singing on this song. Mm. Okay? Fight, fight, a black and a white. If the white starts to win, all the blacks jump in. Okay? The whole thing is a big racist rant against anyone except black people. And I'm like, you know what? What happened to the idea of equality? I don't think it's really equality Queen Latifah wants as much as it is the ability to control everybody by yelling racism. So she can take her fat ass and get together with Tyler Perry, and she can bend her fat ass over and let Tyler Perry strap on his goddamn Madea strap on and bang the bitch and put it on a movie. All right, I'm better now.
I'd still get drunk and fuck her, and she'd be calling me Buana Pete. Yep. That's about it. Yeah, I can do that. I'm an equal opportunity abuser.
It'd be a whole different version of Mandingo. It'd be the reverse.
Yeah. Mandingo. You know what? That's a movie you don't see floating around.
You know, the other one, that one and Fight for Your Life, which is a classic.
Oh, we that's out. We got that.
We got it, but you don't see it anywhere. When's the last time you saw it on a store shelf?
Fucking blue. Yeah, well, you know, can you imagine why? That was actually one place where I saw it at. I didn't see it as Fight for Your Life. I saw it as Staying Alive. All right, because it came out into like three different titles.
What did you think? It was the John Travolta movie?
I didn't think. The way they had the poster rigged up, I didn't fucking know. I think I was seeing something else. But when that fucking started, it got real tense in there. And I was like, okay, the minute the fucking credits rolled, I'm out the fucking door. And I was. That was one of the few times I felt real uncomfortable about being around black people when that movie was running.
You know what though? If you really look at that movie, the thing that blows my mind about it is it's actually a very anti-racist movie because it shows these a-hole racist characters in such an ugly light. And when the revenge finally happens,
and now they're in Congress.
now they're in Congress. And when the revenge happens, you feel so good for the black family. You're rooting for them. You're happy for them. And it really does show how stupid racism can be.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I was like, okay, I'm out the fucking door. That's a given. That was a really one repugnant fucking movie anyway when you come right down to it.
Yeah, but it was a great movie. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I know that. It was okay.
They don't make movies like that anymore, damn it.
You see Boondock Saints too?
Oh, yeah, a great movie.
Yeah, I just picked that up. My sister gave it to me, actually.
That's a good
one. I love Billy Connolly. I'm sure he would be great to just sit down and get completely hammered with, you know. That'd be the guy where you just, like, you know, you just whip out your credit card and go, whatever he wants to drink, give him, you know.
That's true. Yeah. Crazy Billy. He, you know, that whole movie, from start to finish, I don't think there was any part of it I didn't like. I don't know. I love the first one, and a lot of people thought it was better. But I thought the second one had so many classic moments, and I loved it when their new member went to get his guns. And I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but was that not the most hilarious scene ever when they all looked at him, and he's like, what do you mean? What? And he picks up those guns, and those guns were perfect for him. It was the greatest scene.
I still like the first one better, though.
I can't get that. I like them both.
It's like, because, you know, they left it wide open for another one now.
True.
Yeah,
true. It'll be good, though. As long as they keep them, you know, kind of grindhouse, so you could tell this guy was raised on drive-in movies.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
They had an interview with him. They had something with him and Connolly on the DVD. They were sitting there having tea. And talking about how if they started drinking, they'd be beating people up and shit. So, yeah, they're crazy fucking people.
I'm sure put you in a room with them, it'd be bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to give a shout out to Rob from Wild Eye because he had some surgery on his leg and he's having some kind of other thing going on. So, giving a shout out to Rob if you're awake and listening or if you're still sedated from the week. So, I'll be giving you a call anyway. So,
but I saw that they did a review of the Night of the Living Dead Reanimated in Rue Morgue this month and gave it a real good review.
Yeah, it's an interesting film. It really is. You know, if you're a fan of the original, and I know a lot of purists are going to crap all over it, as they usually do. Oh, why'd they do this? Why'd they do that? And it's like, it's everybody's homage. It's like over 100-something artists' homage to the film.
That's it. It's people who...
It's a tribute, you know.
People who loved it. And the thing is, Rob's giving the dang thing away for free, it said in the article. I was like, wow, I guess if you buy the DVD, it's only cost. And you can also go watch it online for free or whatever. It's like he's not doing this to become a millionaire. He's doing it because he loves the
movie. I think the guy who put it together was a guy named Mike Schneider out in Pennsylvania or something. I know they actually had a screening of it out there. I went to they had a screening of it down here in the bar. But you know what it is, too, and while we're on that subject, only certain people come out to this shit. You know, you try to do these things, and I know there's other local guys that put it together and stuff, and, like, you know, you get a venue, you put it out, and then you expect a lot of people. Like, the Toys for Tots thing worked really well, but I put that whole thing together, and I had delivered the toys, which, you know, what the fuck, but...
Man, I bet kids were scared at that point, seeing Santa Pete come in. Gee.
Yeah. I had to bring it up like 2 hours away about an hour away to this marine place up in Picatinny Arsenal. I couldn't figure out what to dump it. So, but anyway, like a lot of people say they support stuff and they just don't come out, you know. And it's like I don't know. I was trying to get a handle on something and something really disturbing I heard. I'm not going to say what, you know, who said it, but somebody had an article going in a magazine I think it was, I mean, it was Scream. It was Scream magazine. And it was something, well, if you want this article printed, we want you to take out advertising.
Jeez.
Now, isn't that like a hijack job?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's what's wrong with the business, too. You're supposed to be promoting things. You're a magazine. This is my argument, too, because I just had a fight with somebody. And, like, honestly, I don't think you guys are going to see anything in print from me for a while. It just comes down to that. Because I was talking to somebody, and I said something about doing something. And they go, well, yeah, we need this and this and this. I said, well, how are you guys doing for money? And they go, oh, we can't pay you. We're just giving you a venue to publish your stuff in. So I'm like, you can't pay me. You're selling magazines, but you're just giving me a venue to publish my stuff in. Well, why would I want to do that when I can just save all my shit and put it in a book and probably sell it or something?
Talk about it on this show. You reach more people in, like what you're saying, yeah. You reach more people in 2 weeks than they reach an entire year.
Yeah, but and even that, it's like, you know, at some point in life, you got to get a paycheck for shit. And I honestly feel that I've surpassed that point in my life where I'm still doing shit for nothing. But then when you see something you've done is making money for other people and they're saying, well, you know, we really can't pay you, then what's the fucking point? You know, and I know, honestly, a lot of people out there, it's sort of like wrestling. All this stuff meshes together because it's all entertainment. That's what we sell. That's what we're all about. And a lot of people just want to be in it.
Right.
And they don't care whether they get paid or not. And websites, magazines, they're all going to take advantage of this because bottom line is nobody does nothing for nothing. I get paid for other shit too. I mean, I'm lucky that I have a business savvy where I can maintain a living so far. When and where that's going to end, I don't know, because all good things come to an end. You know, you can only sell so much in a certain area for so long before it dries up. So I've been lucky in that respect. But after a while, there ain't much out there. And it's like I said, nobody does nothing for nothing.
Well, and I have to make a point. Yeah, I've known you a long time. Okay, I've known you quite a while now. And for years, actually. And I can tell everyone listening right now, anyone that doesn't know you, that doesn't realize this, you're not about the money. It's just the fact that you're being taken advantage of and you're putting in a lot of hours. And if you're putting in a lot of hours, then you're losing money somewhere else. And if you're going to lose money somewhere else, someone needs to pay you for all these hours you're putting in. It's just a bottom line deal.
Yeah, because, you know, if I got to, you know, I used to do this shit for the DOI every week. And it's just for shits and giggles because I was tearing apart something that was actually fucking stupid enough to be torn apart. But after a while, it just got to be mundane because it was the same crap over and over again and the same stupid references. I needed time off. I'm like, this is 2 hours where I could be on eBay trying to do something or could be like writing something. And that's what these guys don't get. If, you know, I don't mind doing somebody a favor. Like, I've done interviews for websites. I don't care. I'll still do interviews and shit, you know. But when people, you know, blatantly, you know, want to do something and make money off me without even, you know, compensating me for it, fuck them. I am not going to do this shit no more.
Exactly.
I mean, people don't realize, you know, you get people on and like, I put over the Italian invasion at Chiller Theater. And I'm like, there's no way, shape, or form I'd ever go to Chiller Theater because there's a lot of issues, unresolved issues. And we basically, me and a promoter have bad blood and fuck it. We're not friends and we're never going to be friends. That's what it is. And I'm not going to step on his turf and I would hope he would be respectful of mine. But, you know, whatever. And the same with the one down in South Jersey. I don't go down there and a lot of people... I had a falling out with a lot of people because I refused to go to certain parties that are held at that hotel during that convention because I was told I'm no longer welcome at that show. And until I am told otherwise, I am not going to go in there and ask for a fucking potential problem. And people don't seem to understand that. And I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And for other things, you know, I never got fired from anywhere. I leave. I don't need to get fired. If I want to get fired, you know, I can set it up where I got fired with corporate jobs and shit like that, where I was working for Fortune off and shit. I just set that up. I needed to get fired. So I collect unemployment. Fuck off all summer when I was back then. But, yeah, I don't get fired for anywhere. I fucking quit.
That's right.
My history at Liquidator speaks for itself. Fuck you, Norman. I quit. I'll give you more money. I'll hang around for a while. So, yeah. That's how I used to work with that. I'll tell you, I was just telling the story to somebody else. We had a big fucking fight because he was always doing dumb shit and I didn't want to get in trouble. I said, I'm fucking done. And he goes, no, stay till Christmas and I'll give you a big bonus. I'm like, what's your idea of a big bonus? He goes, $5,000. I'm like, all right, this is July. You want me to stay till Christmas and you'll give me $5,000. He goes, yeah, I'll give you $5,000. I go, okay, I'll take your word on it. He gave me $5,000.
That's awesome.
I stayed. Yeah.
And speaking of quitting, it's about that time for us to quit this week.
Oh.
We're getting
well,
close.
If I have offended anyone, I really don't care about this whole religious thing because fuck it. You know something? Follow your fucking heart. You were born with an intelligence. There is a higher power. I've experienced certain things that may be a little beyond understanding, like Reiki and stuff like that, but you got to try different things because certain things work and you'll find out there is maybe something out there you don't understand and it may be not only what you think. But don't follow any of these assholes because you're just walking right into a fucking buzzsaw down the road. So with that in mind, stay sick, happy Easter, and fuck a bunny. Bye.
Street Pete's Grindhouse is a production of Jackalope 105 FM.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Oh, why? Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready to die. Get ready to die.
Here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People. Puppy.